Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is November the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Corinthians chapter 7 to 9. Are we misusing our liberty in Christ? We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 8 and 9 and verses 12 and 13 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. But food does not commend us to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. One of the great blessings that we enjoy as God's children is the freedom that Christ provides us through Him. We are no longer enslaved in the shackles and bondages of sin and death. When we know Christ personally, we know the truth, and this knowledge provides us freedom. However, even though we are free to walk in liberty through Christ, we have to be very careful that we should never misuse the liberty that we have received. This is the concern of Apostle Paul that he had when he wrote this epistle to the believers of Corinth. In the first century Corinthian church, eating the meat that was sacrificed to idols proved to be a hotly debated issue. Since this matter was not clear-cut and had not been explicitly stated in the scriptures, Paul offered a different perspective in this matter by appealing to our conscience. Paul argued that food and drink do not determine our relationship to God. Since there is no such thing as an idol, the meat offered to idols are inconsequential. Furthermore, even our Lord Jesus has stated that the food that goes inside do not defile us. From that point of view, Christian believers should be able to eat and enjoy whatever food they want. However, questionable practices may affect our outward relationships with fellow believers or unbelievers. We sin against God and our brother or sister in Christ when we put a stumbling block before him or her. This is a very opposite of what Jesus had called us to do. As members of the family of God, we should not put stumbling blocks but rather be loving neighbors. Our Christian faith has a public responsibility as well. Even though our freedom through Christ frees us to do what we please, but God's love requires us to ask questions of conscience about our choices. This may include everything from what we eat to where we live, with whom we work with, what we do with our money and time, almost everything that we do outside affecting others. We need at most discretion to determine how our choices affect those around us. There are many things today in the Christian life which, while not forbidden in the Word of God, would yet cause needless offense to weaker Christians. While we might have the right to participate in them, a greater right is to forego that right for the spiritual welfare of those we love in Christ, our fellow believers. Let us adhere to the basic principle of love. Seek the good of others above one's own. Today, let us examine ourselves to determine if we are misusing our liberty in Christ.